Talking to you today with Extension Livestock Market Economist, Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, latest cattle on feed report is out. Maybe, first of all, give us the numbers.
Yeah, you bet. The October USDA cattle on feed report, of course, covers placements and marketings in September. Placements in the month of September were 96.2% of last year. Marketings in September were 104% of last year on the nose, and both of those were just about exactly as pre-report expectations. So the on-feed total as of October 1st is now down a little bit, 99.1% of where we were this time last year.
And what, that's the first time in a while we've had the actual on-feed number under a year ago.
It is. You know, we've been setting new records on a month-by-month basis here, you know, really all year. And you know, certainly we've been expecting this to finally turn. Obviously, the drought has played into this in terms of moving cattle forward and so on. We've maintained these placements longer than I would have expected, at least on the face of it. But the drought's gotten more severe than we expected. And so now I think we probably have reached the point where we're starting to turn the corner. We should see these numbers, you know, really tighten up here in the coming months.
And, of course, we've talked before about these placement numbers have kind of almost defied gravity, and seems like they are, as you mentioned, under that of a year ago by several percentage points.
Yeah, you know, again, I think we finally reached sort of the end of the rope there. There just aren't more cattle out there. Actually, several things have happened. You know, and it's funny, if you look at the weight breakdown in this report, the under 600-pound category, the very lightest weight category, is actually up about 2%, a little over 2% on a year-over-year basis. So there's still some of those lightweight cattle coming into the feedlot, but there's enough reduction in the other weight categories to lead to this year-over-year decrease in the total placement number. The other thing that's kind of coincidental, but I think part of the same story that's apart from the cattle on feed report, is this week's Oklahoma auction totals. The volume of feeder cattle is down from a year ago for the first week since July. All summer and fall, we've been on a week-over-week basis pulling more cattle through the auctions. Of course, they've been showing up in the feedlots, and this is the first week that has flipped. Now, we'll have to wait and see. Could be a one-week thing, but I suspect going forward, we're going to find that we've already marketed quite a bit of the fall run, and these numbers will continue to be smaller.
As you mentioned, this is really all about this drought that we've paid so much of attention to, isn't it?
It absolutely is. That's been the story, you know, in these numbers. And really, you know, we've known that the overall feeder supply was getting tighter. But the fact that feedlots have been able to sort of defy gravity this long is a testament to what the drought has done and sort of masking, if you will, the real situation for cattle numbers. So, you know, but you can only do that for so long. And I think we've reached the limits of that.
I know that this particular report is an important report because it is a quarterly report, so you get extra info that you can kind of take a look at. What are you seeing in those additional numbers?
Yeah, you know, the quarterly, so four times a year we get this quarterly breakdown of steers and heifers in feedlots. And of course, a lot of times on a more normal situation, we don't pay a huge amount of attention to that. But because it is the drought, because we've had so much female liquidation this year, been watching those numbers, we're still above a year ago levels. In July, the heifer inventory was up about 2.9% over the previous year. For October, one in this latest report, we're still up about 1.5%. So it says that we have continued to keep heifers in there. It is coming down, and it will eventually drop. You know, the number of steers in the feedlot is 2% less than a year ago, and it was smaller in July as well. So it sort of reflects the reality that there's less feeder cattle out there, but the fact that the heifer number has been higher is a testament to what the drought is doing and keeping us from being able to retain any of those heifers for breeding purposes. They've been showing up in the feedlot chain and, you know, with obvious implications as we go forward.
And clearly, this is on the female side of things, as we have more of them moving through the feedlots into the processing, into the business. That's kept our overall pounds of beef up, but probably this is a reflection that we're going to sooner or later start tightening up on beef supplies that ends up in either retail or food service.
Yeah, it will. You know, we started the year thinking beef production would be down in 2022, but because we've extended slaughter, we found, you know, we've had to slaughter these extra females, both cows and heifers. You know, we've as you said, we've maintained beef production. We think for the whole year we're going to be right at or perhaps even a smidge higher than last year's record level, but really maintaining that record level in the short run. That said, here we are in the fourth quarter, and I think as we go through this quarter, we haven't really seen it yet, but I'm expecting as we go through this quarter, we'll start to see that beef production on a weekly basis really tighten up, and it sets the stage for the fact that we're going to see a significant decrease in beef production in 2023 and beyond for another year or two after that, at least.
I know we've talked before about how big of a reduction in our replacement heifers and our mama cows in that January report. I guess this is just one more little bit of data that helps you try to zero in on those overall numbers, and they are definitely going to be under a year ago, aren't they?
No doubt about it. You know, we're continuing to tighten it up. You know, we don't know exactly where we'll land on, like, the beef cow herd as of January 1. I think we'll be down very, very close to 3%, if not even potentially a little bit more than that. So, you know, we're going to be within, you know, striking range of the same level of beef cow herd that we had in January of 2014, which was the last low. And of course, that's what set up, and that was after the last drought, and set up what happened in the markets for two or three years after that. We're going to be in a similar situation as of beginning of 2023.
So what does that mean as far as these markets for the new year? In other words, we're fourth quarter right now of 2022. What's 2023 kind of shaping up as then?
Well, you know, we're already well above where we were this time last year. If you look at any feeder prices, fed cattle prices, across the board, as far as, you know, those go, we're above a year ago. We've got a trend built in because numbers have been tightening for some time. But the real implication of this herd liquidation is that at some point in time, and we don't know exactly when, because we're certainly not out of the drought at this point, but once we get to the point where we stop being in drought and we can think about rebuilding after the drought, then there's going to be a significant squeeze in these markets that's going to put a real, you know, a real thrust in these markets higher. So in any event, cattle prices are going to be higher in 2023, and at some point in time, it might not happen in 2023, but at some point in time, there will be a significantly higher spike in prices once we get to the point where we're saving a lot of heifers for rebuilding, for rebreeding, and we're cutting cow culling. Those two things will have a significant impact on overall beef production and overall cattle numbers, and we'll see the prices respond accordingly.
End of the day for producers, higher cattle prices. Obviously, they're also facing a much higher input cost as well. So, is it going to kind of balance out? We're going to still be struggling to be very profitable in most sectors of the cattle business, or is 2023 where we can kind of maybe get ahead of some of those inputs?
Well, obviously, we don't know what the input markets themselves are going to do. That's one issue. The other one, though, is to the extent that this drought is forcing us to get smaller than we need to be from a market standpoint, from really meeting demands. Again, that's what happened to us in 2014. We were smaller than we needed to be. I think the market will respond with price signals at some point in time that will provide plenty of net profit opportunities for producers to encourage them to undertake the rebuilding that will be needed at that point. So I don't know when, and that's always the tricky part, but I think that will clearly happen at some point.
I guess the advice to cow operators, beef cow herd producers, they've got to obviously have the ability to take care of their animals, enough water, enough forage, but the animals they can hold on to will be pretty valuable, I would think, in 2023 and 2024.
Yeah, you know, it's a frustrating dilemma that we're in right now. I mean, it's always emotional when we're forced to liquidate, but really, and knowing that at some point in time these animals are going to be worth more, we want to hang on to them. At the same time, we also know painfully from not too distant experience that keeping more animals than you can really take care of, or abusing your forage resources, trying to keep more animals than you can really take care of, either of those runs the risk of just postponing some of the costs of the drought into later, either, you know, longer recovery times for your pastures and ranges, or even show up in terms of reduced, you know, production and reproductive performance on the cows. So you have to be sort of realistic. Yeah, we do want to kind of plan for what happens after the drought, but we've got to get through the drought, and you really need to be realistic about your forage or your resource limitations and availability and what you can really do in the meantime.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.